Aaron Real, NBC News Radio National correspondent. The Federal Reserve raising rates 0.25%. Is that it for a while? Good morning, Aaron.
Definitely not. I would expect another rate increase in May for sure. I think we'd be looking at that for sure. It was an intense week. Intense week, Jack. And we're only at Thursday. Right now we're seeing the head of TikTok testify before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. That's going to be a big news day. We have a lot coming out. It's been a lot to develop. But what I've been working on overnight was the middle class or lack thereof. So what we've seen, Pew Research, they define the middle class as those earning between two-thirds and twice the median American household income. That's defined as $70,000 as of 2021. This is all according to Census Bureau data. But American households that earn as little as $47,000 and as much as $141,000, all technically middle class, when you factor in family size, location, it can very much change what middle class looks like. Example, if you look at San Francisco, middle class, $77,000 a year gets you into the middle class. And then the top section of middle class in San Francisco makes $232,000 a year. Then let's go to, I have Boston here too, pretty close to you guys. Let me just find it. To enter the middle class in Boston, you make $67,000 a year. And at the top end, it's $202,000. Now, if you look at Detroit, it's $41,000 to enter the middle class, and on the upper end, you're at $126,000. So what this basically tells us is that we know the middle class is shrinking. That's not news to anyone. It peaked in 1971 at 61% of the population, and now we're down to 50%. When you look at inflation, how we started off this conversation, and the Fed battle against it, this is not a good direction to go. Socioeconomically speaking and also geopolitically speaking, the further away people get from the middle class, the more unrest you have economically.
And some would say as the economy tanks and slows down, people that are really good do well in any kind of economy. In other words, there are people that are going to make fortunes with auctions and sort of assets that banks are selling off. I mean, look at 2008. There were winners and losers. Thank you, Aaron Real, NBC News. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.